This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom today. I'm looking at Psalm 34, and the Word of God says, 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord rescues them from them all. He keeps all their bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil brings death to the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in the Lord will be condemned. Oh, I take refuge in the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. I take refuge in the wounded side of the Lord Jesus Christ. I find my refuge in him. He is my refuge. He is my Lord. He is my all. He is my everything. Find your refuge in the Lord, and things will turn out well. Sometimes it's very difficult, because we've got nine things in front of our faces telling us not to find our refuge in the Lord, that he won't listen to you, he's too busy. All these are rotten lies. When I speak to Jesus Christ, I have a personal audience with him. When you speak to the Lord Jesus Christ, you have a personal audience with him. He does not look other ways. He looks straight into your heart. Oh, yes. An audience with the Lord Jesus Christ. I have no audience with the Pope. I have no audience with the Archbishop. But I have an audience with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Catherine of Siena said, "The Lord and I make a majority." Hallelujah. The Lord and I make a majority. I tell you, this is reality. This is real. God wants to lead you into himself and into his presence. God wants to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. But you got to do this. You got to trust him. Oh, and I know sometimes the word trust scares the heart out of us. How do I trust him? I'm between trapezes. How do I trust him? Will that trapeze come to me at exactly the right time? How do I trust him? I tell you how you trust him. I trust in the Lord. My soul trusts in his name. I need the Lord. I give you my life. I trust in you. You are the most faithful of all. My faith is in you. My trust is in you. My love is in you. Oh, Jesus, do wonderful things to your people who trust in you. Oh, I know sometimes it's very difficult. Sometimes it's very difficult to trust him. You have 19 things flinging around your eyes. You don't know what to do. And yet the simple voice of the Spirit says, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Rely not upon your own understanding. Trust in him, and he will act. Has anyone trusted the Lord and been disappointed? I don't think so. Our problem is we don't trust. Our problem is we won't trust in ourselves. We want to trust in ways to get through the Red Sea. Oh, no. They did not trust in the ways to get through the Red Sea. They needed an act of God. And he showed up and opened the sea for the people of God. You see, sometimes that trust comes at the last second of the day. I waited and waited for the Lord. And he heard my voice. And he stooped down, put my feet upon a rock. Many will see and be glad. Oh, wait for the Lord, my friends. He is a steady help. No one is like Jesus. He is your consolation. He is your salvation. He is your love. He is your friend. He is Jesus, the eternal Son of the Heavenly Father, who for our sake mounted the cross so that you and I would not go to hell. His blood is our ransom from hell. His blood is our cleansing of sin. His blood is alleluia, alleluia to the blood of Jesus. Oh, we at Mass, at the altar, have the blood of Jesus. Every day I drink from the cup of the blood of Jesus, my salvation, the blood of Jesus, my hope, the blood of Jesus, my reconciliation with God. Not too many people preach about the blood. I do. I remember talking to one of the men who's really not a Christian, but he used to be on WROL. I forget his name. But not a Christian. He was on for hours, talking ragtime. And one day I called him. And when I called him, I said to him, "Do you trust Jesus?" He wouldn't answer. You know what he said to me? "You trust him enough for both of us." Oh, I said to him, "I need to trust Jesus. Without the trust of Jesus, I'm bankrupt." That's real. Without the trust of Jesus, I'm bankrupt. Without the trust of Jesus, I've got nothing. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Rely not upon your own understanding. Trust in him, and he will act. You see, every month, I've got to trust the Lord that Jesus is going to pay his bills for radio. I've often forgot because he's been so faithful. We get just enough to pay for the radio time. I'm not paid. I don't need it. I proclaim the gospel like St. Paul, asking no recompense. I don't need money. I need to preach. I need to tell people, you are not God's impossible case. You are God's case that wants to be solved through the blood that he shed at Calvary. You are not God's impossible case. He is in love with you. Oh, I did not say he loves you. He is in love with you. He has plans for your future. Oh, yes, tomorrow we'll be hearing people lighting firecrackers. We'll see things in the sky celebrating the 4th of July. Our Independence Day, but I make a dependence on the Lord Jesus Christ on the 4th of July. I am glad I live in a country where there is independence, but I make a declaration of dependence on the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of the declaration of dependence, God does for me what I never could do for myself. He opens doors. He sends me to you today. I don't even know who you are, but you snapped on the radio to hear God's mercy, to hear God's love for you, to hear God's holy, holy presence. I don't know who snaps on the radio, but so many times I've been told I heard just what I needed to hear. And you know what? So many times when they've said that, I never even said the things that they said that they needed to hear. Holy Spirit must have told them. Because when they say, you know, Father, you said this, and it really helped me. And I think to myself, I never said that. Never opened my mouth to say that. Holy Spirit said it, and I just smile at them. Isn't that wonderful? Because I never said it. I know what I say. Father, I thank you for saying that. And then they tell me that I said. Sometimes I did say it, but other times I have no idea of what they're talking about. It's the Holy Spirit talking to them, saying to them the living word of God. We cannot do without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our life. We cannot proclaim the gospel without the power of the Holy Spirit, without the unction of the Holy Spirit. We cannot pray for the sick without the anointing of the Holy Spirit, without the power of the Holy Spirit. We cannot preach and reach people unless the Holy Spirit is hovering over the preacher's words. Oh, it's all about the Holy Spirit. Wonderful Holy Spirit who leads us to the Lord Jesus Christ. Wonderful Holy Spirit who brings healing to the sick and deliverance to the demonized. Where would I be without the Holy Spirit? And he always glorifies Jesus. That's when you know it's the Holy Spirit. He always glorifies Jesus. What happened in the second chapter of the Acts of the Apostles? They received Pentecost, the Holy Spirit. What did Peter say to the 300 Jews, 3,000 Jews? This Jesus, whom you persecuted and killed, God raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He proclaims Jesus. Not only does he proclaim Jesus, at the altar, when the priest puts his hands over the chalice and the bread, he said, let your spirit come upon these gifts, that they will become for us the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit always brings us to Jesus. Without the Holy Spirit, there would be no celebration of the Eucharist. How we are in absolute need of the Holy Spirit. How did this ministry get along for the last 41 years? Come, Holy Spirit, come. And from your celestial home, shed a ray of light divine. Come, Father of the poor. Come, source of all our sore. Come, within our bosom shine. Thou of comfort is the best. Thou the soul's most welcome guest. Sweet refreshment here below. In our labor rest most sweet, grateful coolness in the heat, solace in the midst of woe. O most blessed light divine, shine within these hearts of thine, and our innermost being fill. Where thou art not, we have not, nothing good in deed or thought, nothing free from taint of ill. Heal our wounds, our strength renew, on our dryness pour thy dew, wash the stains of guilt away, bend the stubborn hearts and wills, melt the frozen, warm the chill, guide the steps that go astray. On the faithful who adore you and confess you evermore, give them your sevenfold gifts. Give them virtue's sure reward. Give them your salvation, Lord. Give them joy that never ends. Amen. Alleluia. I tell you, I can't get along without the Holy Spirit. I've got nothing to say unless I'm inspired by the Holy Spirit. And that inspiration comes as we surrender our lives to the Lord Jesus. You see, I know that people that are listening are hungry. I know that. Some days I might be having the worst day of my life, but when I come to the microphone, I put that worst day aside and I proclaim the power of Jesus' cross, the power of his resurrection, the power of his coming of the Spirit. I put my brokenness apart from me, and I proclaim to God's people the Word of God, the power of the Holy Spirit. After I speak, I get it all back again. I still have that misery right now, but you know what? Even misery has an end. Oh, I've learned that in my life. Whatever you're going through today, it has an end. Not many people tell you that. Whatever you're going through today is not eternal. It has an end. And you will see the end if you continue to be faithful to Jesus. Everything has an end. When will the end come? I don't know. Just hold on to the Lord Jesus. The end is near. But you see, even when I am suffering turmoil, I go to the microphone and proclaim the power of Jesus. Despite what I'm going through, despite what I'm feeling, I proclaim the power of Jesus' name, the power of the blood of the cross. I don't always reach this microphone filled with joy. I'm a human being. You're a human being. Every day is not wonderful. Oh, yes. But when I come to this microphone, even though I am experiencing pain, persecution, and whatever, I know that my Redeemer lives, and he has a word for you. And not only a word for you, a word for me. I come to this microphone the way I am, not the way I want to be. And because I begin to preach about Christ Jesus, what happens in people? The veil is lifted. He becomes real to them. They take him as their Savior and Lord, their healer and deliverer. Oh, it all works. I wish I could tell preachers, don't preach anything but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Don't preach anything but the Lord Jesus Christ and Him raised from the dead. My heavens, we've been on 41 years preaching Jesus. Never do we get tired of proclaiming the holy name of Jesus. You see, tomorrow is July 4th. Oh, yes, July 4th. And we remember that we are independent. Our country celebrates Independence Day, but not me. I will celebrate Dependence Day on the Lord Jesus Christ. I will also celebrate Independence Day, but more dependence on the Lord Jesus Christ. He's all I have. And He's as faithful as this morning sunrise. Oh, yes. On the 4th of July, we celebrate Independence Day. But on the 4th of July, I declare my dependence on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's all so real. What about you? I know people listening to me, they're having hard times. I know that. I've been through hard times over and over and over and over again. But I'm going to tell you something. It never stopped me from proclaiming the Word of God by grace. It never stopped me. I was tempted not to do it, but it never stopped me. When I was going through the valley of the shadow of death, I continued to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Lord, and He has plans for your life. Tomorrow is Independence Day. On Independence Day, call upon Jesus and become dependent on the heart of Christ. Become dependent on the blood of the Lamb. Become dependent on the risen Savior. It's all about Dependence Day on Jesus Christ. Most people don't know it. We only have Independence Day in America because the early founders founded this country on the person of Jesus Christ. That's why we have Independence Day. But I am not independent. I am completely dependent on the Lord Jesus Christ. Without that dependence, I am nothing, I have nothing, and I do nothing. But if I am dependent, everything begins to happen. One thing at a time. One blessing at a time. Depend on Jesus. He'll never let you down. Depend on Jesus. He'll never let you down. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. In Season and Out of Season.